This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
So we'll start with basketball as Richard now joins us via the McLarty Daniel hotline. Richard, John L. Davis, it was the number one highest rated recruit in the transfer portal yet to commit or sign with the basketball program. Just committed right now. How big of a get is this for John Calipari's basketball team?
Well, anytime you get the number one guy in the country, and especially in the portal, because obviously you're talking about a more mature guy that's has a track record of playing at a high level on the college level, has been to a Final Four, veteran guy. You know, some of the criticism Coach Cal is he's relied too much on high school recruits, and you're seeing that he's definitely attacking the portal and getting older guys more mature physically and mentally, and just obviously with college experience. So he's going to mix the portal along with high school kids, and I think that's a good mix.
3-3 right now. 3 transfers, 3 high school freshmen. Yeah, I like the combination. Now, another guy that Arkansas fans were curious about was Oklahoma State center Brandon Garrison. He is going to be a Kentucky Wildcat. Richard, in your opinion, why do you think he chose Lexington over Fayetteville?
I think when Jonas Adu committed, I think that had a big impact. Everything that I had heard that he was coming. I'm talking about Brandon, and I just assumed that he knew that the possibility of Jonas coming, so that he was okay with that. But best that I know. I don't know for sure. I don't think he visited Kentucky. I could be wrong. I don't know. He did not.
That's what's crazy about this. He never made a visit to see Pope.
Right. Okay. Well, that tells you. I think that tells you what I just said. I think it's pretty accurate because I had a pretty good source saying that he had committed. Davis privately committed on Sunday based on a source that what a source told me. So that's what it appears. I mean, obviously he's not going to talk and say anything, but that's what appears to what happened to be what happened.
Richard Davenport with us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. I wonder if Kentucky, knowing that it might have come down to Arkansas and Kentucky, obviously, maybe unwound the rubber band a little more with NIL because, hey, we've already lost Cal. We don't want to lose a player ahead up to them. I just wonder if they were a little more eager to get Garrison based on the Cal factor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I tend to think that's definitely a possibility. He's a former McDonald's All-American. He was one of the top 15 guys in the portal, according to On3. So, yeah, I mean, I could see that, and not only just because of that, but obviously he's a quality big man.
Yep. All right, straighten us up on something here, because we're talking about Jonell Davis still in the NBA draft process. You know, like Trevin Brazil's entered his name. At what point do you lose your eligibility to come back? Because we know when in the old days, when you hired an agent, it was over. Now that's a little bit different. So can you straighten us up on that? And when you cross the line that you can't come back? Because we've seen players enter, take their name out, come back, then go back to the draft process. So kind of what are the rules these days?
Yeah, May 29th is the deadline to withdraw and keep your college eligibility. So probably may or may not know before then. I don't know. I would think so. I mean, evidently John Goodman was saying that the NBA scouts are saying gave a little bit of a rundown where they think that he stood. So I tend to think that he's probably going to go the college route, but Goodman said expected to sign, I know that kind of confused people, but you know, he is committed and intends to sign, but what if he goes to the NBA? He won't sign. So that's why he worded that he's expected to sign in case he does go to the NBA.
So when the player hires an agent, at what point do you lose that eligibility? Is it when you take money from the agent, or is, because I know the agent rules have changed.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I need an update on that because everything, and like you said, everything's changed since NIL. So that I don't know. That's a good question. I need to check into that.
Talking all things recruiting, Richard Davenport, Whole Hog Sports, Arkansas Democrat Gazette on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Richard, shifting gears to football. We'll talk about the departures in just a sec, but Arkansas the last couple days has gotten a handful of commitments, starting with Joe Moore, former Syracuse and other offensive linemen, Steven Dix, who played some college ball at Florida State, and then Marshall, and then Blake Boda with Coastal Carolina. Kind of walk us through the quarterback, the linebacker, and the new Arkansas offensive lineman that Sam Pittman and his staff have got committed here to Fayetteville.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Joe Moore, the Syracuse offensive lineman, about 6'4", 6'5", about 300, 310, something like that. He's being brought in to play either guard or tackle. Very versatile. In talking to him, he said wherever they need him, they'll plug him in there. But obviously, a more mature guy, has one more year of eligibility. And last year, he missed most of the season. He played like in three games, but he missed most of the season because of injury. But I do know Arkansas is very high on him, and was thrilled to get him because they think that with him missing the vast majority of the season, that his stock kind of went down, but they think he has a chance to be a very good offensive lineman on the SEC level. He started like 22 consecutive games at Richmond before he went to Syracuse. But Steven Dix, I'm going to tell you why. You're talking about a physical specimen, about 6'2", about 235, 240 pounds. He is chiseled, and I'm talking chiseled, Brad Spence type chiseled. So he originally signed with Florida State, was there for 3 years, and then moved to Marshall last year, and was one of the better linebackers in the league for Marshall. So more mature guy and a very sharp guy. You can tell he's one of those more mature guys that from a mental standpoint. So he's coming in, obviously planning to win a position, but also a guy that can give you some leadership. And then Black Boda, he's a guy, Coach Petrino, and Missouri State kind of recruited back in high school. So there was a previous relationship. 6'4", about 210 pounds. But just played sparingly last year for Coastal Carolina, but obviously they. Coastal Carolina is a very good program. You know, they had an outstanding quarterback. So, got some talent and will be the fourth scholarship quarterback for Arkansas. And you need four guys. There was one time when Houston Nutt was a coach, and I think they lost three quarterbacks in one game. So you never want to be without that fourth guy.
Yeah. Pulled John Rutledge off the intramural fields is a story that we like to talk about here. All right. So that's the interees. What about the departures? Dominique Johnson enters the portal. It sounds like no word on where he's going to end up. And then Jacoby Criswell going back to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Not really a surprise because he's been in the portal for a little bit, but your thoughts on what we've seen in those news the last couple days.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we talked about Jacoby, and I think he saw the writing on the wall with Taylen Green. I get that. He's wanting to see the field. Familiar with North Carolina, obviously, so hopefully this time he'll be able to get on the field. I think he's a good quality quarterback, and he can win some games. So you're not going to meet a better kid than Jacoby Criswell. I'm a huge Jacoby fan, a very mature kid who's obviously gone through some tough times as a young man, but is just a great leader. I'm going to be rooting for him. And then Johnson, I think, you know, he just saw, you know, his number of carries over the last few years because of the injuries and depth at the position just kind of diminished. So, I don't know where he's going. I have no idea, no inside information, but you always think about Jimmy Smith at TCU maybe. I don't know what the running back position at TCU looks like, but obviously he's the one that recruited Johnson. So that might be somebody to look at as far as another possible landing spot.
RD, we'll leave it there, man. Appreciate your time this morning. You got football, basketball, and I guess even baseball occasionally to worry about. So I appreciate you continuing on your trek in the recruiting world.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Richard Davenport with us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline.
I'd like to share with you this story going on in Sweetwater, Texas, about a man that's paying $400 a week for a billboard, so $1,600 a month to advertise himself to find a girlfriend. He's lonely. He's 70 years old, and he's trying to find Mrs. Wright soon. He is a guy that's been single since 2015, 9 years now. He is seeking someone for marriage and that enjoys karaoke with him. In this stint, in just 2 weeks, he has received 400 calls and 50 emails.
Advertising works.
His non-negotiables are loyalty, honesty, and sincerity, and he is willing to move for the right person in the United States. He says, I have a retirement income, I'm in good shape, and I don't look my age. Again, he is 70 years old, and evidently, from the feedback that this man is receiving, get 400 calls and 50 emails just 2 weeks. Sounds like that, like an $800 investment in 2 weeks is probably paying off a little bit.
We might need to employ this strategy for you. Maybe we should run some radio ads.
That I know who, let me be clear about something. I know who I want to date. I know exactly who I want to date. I've just got to get out of the friend zone. Let me repeat that. This isn't a prospect problem. I know who I want to date. I've just got to convince her that I'm a dateable person and not just a friend. There's a difference on that. So, again, I don't think I need this. Maybe I do. But now, for all the single men listening right now to the program, you know a way to get out of they're into a relationship potentially based
on
this,
or maybe out of
way, and that you know that there are prospects out there that would be willing to date. This guy sounds like a catch.
Again, oh yeah, all he's looking for is honesty, sincerity, loyalty. What else was on his list? Because no one's, you know, who's going to enter a job interview or a relationship or a date? I'm not real loyal, and honesty's not a good trait of mine, and I'm not a real sincere person. So,
I had to send my resume for the first time for this board thing, and I had to update it because I mean, I haven't updated since I got here. And I asked
the board guy, thing. What board thing?
It's just board thing. This charity board thing.
Oh,
so
what charity?
Good Samaritan. I hope I'm saying that right. And I asked the
You're
guy.
On their board?
No, I'm trying to get on it.
Trying to get on.
I don't know if I'll pass their rigorous background check, but I told.
Are they looking for someone honest, loyal, and sincere?
Someone in media is what I was told. I asked my buddy, I was like, Chris, I don't have anything extracurricular on here at all. It's just jobs. And I was kind of like, I probably need to do something else outside of just work and weekending. And he said, nah, it's okay. Just send it over as is. But looking at my resume relative to what it probably should look like at 29 years old was kind of a wake-up call.
You need a little more in the humanitarian department?
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'm probably a little lacking
that's
there
probably, myself. It's probably a case. More in the community type of stuff, which I'm not a not against the idea. I just haven't gotten as involved as I probably need to be, I would say. any push for nothing? You're just going to leave me hanging there?
You should be a good citizen. That's what you should be.
I guess.
Help others.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a lot of sincerity in there.
I'm trying. That's what I'm saying. Like, the idea is that I'm looking at this. Well, I probably need to,
I'll call my girl Beth Presley. If you want to get involved in some nonprofits, now there's the girl that can help you get involved in some nonprofits.
Yeah.
She can use your help over at the Boys and Girls Club. You can show them how to miss layups.
Here's the thing. That's a perfect example.
Yeah, you can go coach and show them how to miss layups.
I've reffed a little bit at the Girls Club. I've also
That's a stretch. I've watched some of that.
It's one day. I've also played basketball many a times there. And I've donated. I've actually donated a couple times there. So maybe there is some stuff. I just don't. That's not on my resume. Maybe I need to add to it. So we were talking. Let's move on from my lack of anything outside of this workplace and being an idiot on the weekends. We were talking about Calipari and his recruitment process. Again, three transfers and three high school guys that he's gotten, most notable in the last 24 hours being John L. or Jonell Davis, however you say his name. He's currently in Pittsburgh.
We get a look the shivers when we say John L.
Yeah, so let's call him Jonell. He's currently in Pittsburgh right now. Looks like he was eating dinner with friends. People always seem to want to know where his whereabouts are. He was at a table or anything, so that's what he's doing. He also announced that there are some basketball camps coming soon this summer. Satellite camps, women's clinic, father-son camps. I think father-son camp, that'd be something that you and Dylan would do, which I think would be a lot of fun. I talked to someone in Lexington. The reason I bring up the camp aspect is because I do remember this. Mike was cool. Mike Anderson went his camps. Pell showed up at the beginning where the parents were there and showed up when the end where the parents were there, wasn't there at all.
That's pretty much how it works.
Anderson was there a little bit because I remember I made an and-one layup in front of him. I did a fist bump and I kind of gave him the nod of respect and he actually nodded back at me, which was a cool moment in my life. But apparently for my buddies that talk in Lexington that had their nephew goes to one of Cal's camps, he's actually involved at these things.
That's
now,
cool.
Now it's going to cost you an arm and a leg to go.
Yeah.
Because I remember my dad used to complain at how expensive these camps were, and now that Cal's heading them up, it's probably going to be even more expensive. But that might be something you actually do with your kiddos this summer. You send them to that might actually be worth it if you can do it.
Dylan wants to do the Arkansas football camp, so I need to get busy and find out when those are. But
you can say you get a discount because you work with Chuck. You should be trying.
First of all, I don't work for
finagle.
Chuck.
No, I said with Chuck.
Okay.
See if you can finagle a discount out of that.
I don't need the discount necessarily, but yeah, he just wants.
Forgot
to go.
We're in different income categories that you don't.
Well,
have to
I mean, it's like $75 or something. It's not. I don't think it's like.
Oh, is it just one? Is it one?
He's
day
not
camp?
A prospect. He's okay. 14.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if it was.
Yeah, it's just a one day. Camp.
There's some like the camp that I went to with back in the day was like overnight, a handful of days, and then there's that one day football camp you talk. Like they have the team camps and other camps and stuff. But that brings you back.
Unlike you, I'm not always trying to sniff out the celebrity discount. You know who I am. Discount.
I don't do that. But I am a cheap. You know what? I think I'm known that amongst my friends and my family, just because I like to save money as best I can. It doesn't sound like that Arkansas is penny pinching though in this process based on the recruits you're after and the ones you're on. I know we got a text to the McCarty Daniel hotline earlier talking about that there's reports out there. I don't know if they're fact or fiction that Jahnel Davis is getting a million plus potentially in NIL. And I mean, you see these numbers and you see people that put stuff pen to paper per se on social media or whatever. And I just wish I knew. And I know that I wish a lot of things happened in my life, but it is so cloudy and foggy, this situation. Now there's the latest report that the NCAA, I got to find this in my rundown, the NCAA is currently working on the revenue distribution for the leaders in college sports are in deep discussion to reach a legal settlement that will likely lay out the framework for sharing revenue and athletes for a future NCAA business model. So you're getting scholarship money, cost of attendance, NIL, and then potential revenue sharing. It's a lot different than it used to be. And
how does this model work and survive? What else are you giving up to make that work?
I think
because I don't think the pot or the pie is going to grow enough to fund all.
Well, they're going to fire him. What's going to happen is the A&M situation. You saw what happened to A&M. Their athletics director laid people off. They're like, we got to get ready for this. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. That's what's going to happen here, it's going to happen everywhere.
That's exactly what I think. The bloated administrations of college athletics across the country will cease to exist the way we know it today.
What did you say earlier this week? That Frank had like eight guys in Cal State used to run that athletics.
It was a lot leaner and meaner. Let's just put it that way.
And
it's not just an Arkansas thing. It's an everywhere.
Yeah, this is not a shot at specifically Hunter and his staff, but there will be, and I even think back, let's think about, and I can't, there's names that people in Northwest Arkansas, specifically Fayetteville, are more familiar with, but even the last couple years, they had that, like the early retirement
That was COVID related.
Yeah, but people didn't want to retire. They were just kind of, we were ushered out,
but
right?
That didn't have anything to do with this. This was when you were trying to pinch every penny mm-hmm. during COVID. You know, they took out a loan. They, you know, there's a lot of things that had to, you know, come together to keep the ship afloat during that time. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and
there were some early retirements that probably people weren't quite ready to go yet.
And again, back to the point there, you ask a good question. It's like being worth all this. I think people. Like ROI and what you're worth, like a fifth string left tackle is not worth the same money as Talen Green. And I think some kids are under the perception, they don't understand how much their value is because some guys are overinflated and bloated in certain situations and they think that they should be in that same county or whatever when they shouldn't even be in the same stratosphere. Yeah. And it's just a message that it's going to continue on.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
Bet Online is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
So John Calipari right now is doing a really good job. He's in Pittsburgh. I don't know if he's recruiting Adu Tierro or if he's just with some friends, but when you look at what he's done for this Arkansas basketball program, it's hard to parallel.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
The head coach of your Arkansas Razorbacks, John Calipari.
So far with the construction of this roster, it's 3-3. And I was really steadfast in the idea it can't just be, we can't go get like 6, 7, 8 freshmen. Like that's going to lead to another first round next. You might have a good regular season, but it's men versus boys. You can have some talented young players and piece them together with some transfers. And you have the 3-3 I mentioned. You got Visich, Janelle Davis, who just committed to you yesterday, who's technically still hadn't pulled his name out the draft. We'll have to wait and see on that. Hasn't signed yet. And then Jonas Adu, who also signs. And the three freshmen, Carter Knox, Billy Richmond, and Boogie Flint. It's 3-3, right? You got 7 open scholarship spots remaining. And Cal and Payne and young Cal and the rest of the coaching staff probably have an idea how much they want to fill it with moving forward. Again, you've got wings you want to add. You've got more guards you want to add. Hopefully add some shooters. One of the strengths of Cal's team last year, it's the best shooting team he's ever had. Didn't play a lick of defense last season. He was, I know, frustrated time and time and again about that. But I wonder, like, we've gotten stars at this point. You got 5 stars. Adu is one of the higher caliber players. Davis is one of the was the highest rated transfer. Do you start adding role players now, or do you still?
All right. What do you want the construction or the
with the final 7?
Okay, but let's see. You got 2 bigs, 3 guards, kind of right now. Am I got that right?
You got 2. Richmond is more, I think Richmond is more of a wing, if I remember right. Okay. Knox and Flan and Davis are more guards, and then 2 big 4 and 5 types.
So
probably need some more wings.
In the end, with 13 players, how many front court players? How many strong 4s and 5s? Do you want power forwards and 5s? 4?
I'd say 5.
5? Okay. Then how many ball handlers and guards do you want?
5, 4, and 5, 5 wings, 5.
I go, slow down.
Sorry.
Just in tire sizes.
5, 4 and 5s,
Okay, so front line, you want five big guys.
Yeah.
How many ball handlers you want?
Probably need one more.
How many total? Out of 13, how many you want? Three, four?
Three or four.
Okay.
And then add some more wings, some stretch guys that can play versatility.
Out of 13, how many true freshmen do you want?
Three.
That's a good number.
So you don't think they should recruit it because they're maxed out if that's the case. So no more freshmen?
I'm good
done.
With three.
Done
good,
with three? I'm good with three? Yeah.
Four tops.
I would say he's probably going to add one more freshman. I think that's my opinion.
That'd be my preference.
Yeah. But we saw there's a dynamic. And again, you can win a variety of ways. And he's won. Guys, I think we need to like kind of calibrate. I always talk about the lack of postseason success 5 years. One NCAA tournament win. That's pretty glaring for a guy that was making the money he was in Lexington, Kentucky. But if you look at the regular season, it's like 13 conference wins, 14 conference wins. I think there was an SEC regular season title or two sprinkled in there. So it's not like they've just kind of limped into the tournament. They've had good teams. But when you play grown you-know-what men, it's just different. And especially the bright lights and stuff. Like, I wonder about this baseball team, for example, Gabe Gackel. Gackel's been your closer this year. For the most part, he's a true freshman. How's that kid going to handle from Aptos, California, or Aptos, California? How's that kid going to handle being a bomb walker if they make it to Omaha, the brighter lights and stuff? Because what we've seen time and time again with true freshmen in the NCAA tournament, as we bring it back to basketball, is it was too big for him. Reed Shepard was the most calm, cool, collective cucumber of anyone I've seen as a freshman this past season. And he shrunk in the biggest moment of his college career. It just happens to these dudes. So that being said, to your point, probably three or four. If you max out at three, it's probably great. But four is probably what I'm thinking, Cal. He'll add one more freshman if I had to ballpark any guess.
Chase and Van Buren on the McLarty Daniel Hotline wants to know, do you have a point guard at this point, a true point guard?
Yeah, Davis is a true point guard. And Flan looks like he'll play the position too. I don't want the ball in the hands of a true freshman.
I like the fact that with Davis, you've got an experienced person. You got someone that's seen it and done it. I hope it's one of you. Say, I got to get all these guys by class. Do you have a freshman point guard coming in?
Boogie. Yeah, okay, Boogie Flan.
All right, so.
Freshman point guard, combo guard, score it.
I want a young guy and I want a veteran guy. Mm-hmm. I want that young guy to learn.
Yeah. And
that's your quarterback.
I don't need to double check. I think Adu's played 90 college basketball games at Tennessee. Davis has played a lot. You asked a decent question in hour number one about just the transition. Some guys don't adjust to the SEC coming from smaller ball in the NCAA as others do. So he, again, it's not just the one game against a talented opponent, but it's the night in, night out toughness of the Southeastern Conference, which is the second best in college basketball. We mentioned Penny Hardaway's comments earlier this week, this Sunday, that he thinks and wants to schedule the Razorbacks and the Tigers this year. I think it's important to look at. So we know the Hogs are in San Diego this year for non-conference tournament. I mean, Cal's going to have these guys in marquee games. I don't think it's going to be hard. So they will get, we know conference play is a boost, but they will get immediately some tough competition. Cal's never shied away from that, and I don't expect that to change here in Fayetteville. They'll be in some games, and not only that, you're going to be requested to be played because people know the attention Cal brings from a media standpoint and that he's going to have a good team that's also going to look good on their supposed net rankings potentially when NCAA tournament time comes.
And if you can convince Arkansas to play at your place, you know, one out of three games in a contract or home and home, you're going to sell the tickets out. Arkansas is going to become, while Cal's here, one of those programs where when he comes into the house, it's going every ticket sold. You know, we have forgotten, it wasn't very many seasons ago, Arkansas didn't sell every ticket to every game.
Yeah.
And a lot of college basketball is that way. And there is a lot of college basketball played in front of less than 10,000 in a full arena. We kind of get spoiled and take a few things for granted, but that's one thing Arkansas will do. And trust me, for different levels of programs and different conferences and different places, having a few sellouts is something that their administrators covet because they're trying to figure out how to make it all work.
It's kind of like with Arkansas baseball. We just get numb to the success.
Yeah.
I mean, you won 20 of the last 21 home series against the SEC, and then you lose like one game, and it's like, oh my gosh, what happened?
Well, Arkansas, let's not pretend like Arkansas basketball's there yet.
Yeah, Arkansas basketball, but the point I'm making is the last three seasons have been sellouts. This one's going to be a sellout, just waiting on the email that comes. And we just expect, or not expect, we just assume it's like, oh, other places, 19,000, 18,000. Mm-hmm. That's not that, but it's like a huge deal. Like, that's why your top 10 in attendance numbers.
A couple dozen maybe in the country.
Yeah, they're your top 10 in attendance numbers every single season. And that's a credit to you as a fan, as a season ticket holder. I know some season ticket holders listen, not that non-season ticket holders aren't any less fans, but that just shows what Arkansas basketball is in the pecking order. Not just arena standpoint, but as a fandom right now. And it's only going to increase.
It's a credit to Eric Musselman, and it's a credit to Coach Cal, because let's be honest, they're not buying those tickets on the road or what we presume will be sellout crowds when Arkansas goes on the road, because Arkansas is on the front of their jersey. And it's, to a degree, that's part of it, but Calipari's the draw.
Yeah, and so we mentioned, it, maybe you haven't heard, we've Jonas Adu signed, Janelle Davis committed, not signed yet, still testing the NBA, it sounds like. Brandon Garrison elects to go to Lexington. Talked about this with Richard. Dude didn't even make a visit to Lexington. Arkansas was one of the teams that he had down to. Oklahoma, Texas, sounds like were other programs that he had interested, according to reports, yet he didn't end up. I want to be clear about something. I heard Bill Keene say this yesterday at halftime. As excited as I am for the rivalry between Arkansas and Kentucky in the first game between Cal and Pope this upcoming year, and we saw a dynamic and a fun back and forth between Cal and Muss when he was here. I think I'm bad about this, getting lost in the moment. It's still not going to reach anywhere close to what we saw in the 90s between Pitino and Richardson. That will never be eclipsed. Just like the basketball rivalry between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, or the rivalry in any sports, will never be eclipsed. It's the greatest rivalry in sports. Nothing will ever, ever touch that again. And I don't think, even with the back and forth and the players stealing, because I know Kentucky fans were like, well, Brandon Garrison picked Kentucky over Arkansas. We got one of Cal's guys. Well, if you want to flip that around, Davis had Kentucky in like one of his final three, and he picked Arkansas over Kentucky. So not only are you going to be bad on the actual hardwood, but for these players that you maybe didn't battle as much for in years past, but Cal has again reshaped the dynamic in basketball recruiting being here in Fayetteville.
Yeah, and you know, now you're at the cool kids table for the first time in a long time. Arkansas was there briefly in the 90s, as we all remember, but recruiting's so much different now with NIL. And, you know, we're going to talk to Clay Henry coming up in the next hour. He's got a great column that's up on hitthatline.com now, where he talks to Gail Goodrich, Hall of Famer.
Lefty Laker.
Yeah, played with the Lakers, won championships there. And Jimmy Counts, we'll hear from his accounts, but those thoughts. And I know he's also had some conversation with Nolan in recent times about coaching in today's environment. And you know, I referenced the mid-90s, and you can read everything Clay wrote. It's there. It's free. It's not behind a paywall. Hitthatline.com. You know, how difficult would it be, and as we've seen Coach K, as we've seen, you know, legends of the game retire in this new environment. Could Nolan adapt? If Nolan was 40 or 45, could he adapt to today's environment?
He
was hard on players, and I think that makes it difficult. I think that's one reason Eric Musselman has some challenges, is when you coach hard, it makes that transfer portal look enticing to some kids.
Here's the two things I would say, because I think it's a fair question to ask, but before we move on, and I got one more thing to say about Cal's recruiting. Go look at what's happening in Storrs, Connecticut with Nutso Dan Hurley, who's won back-to-back. He's had to coach harder the last 2 years with NIL than he ever has. He's been open about that. And then no one won at the, JUCO level?
He won an NIT, a JUCO.
He's won at every level. I have no doubt in my mind that even in today, if Nolan, now I'm not talking about now, Nolan, but like you said, 40, 45, no doubt in my mind he could still win. Maybe not the same style in terms of the on court because of the fouls that are called nowadays, but he would adapt and figure it out. He's just a winner.
You coach hard, you got to care harder. I think that'd be hard for some of these old school guys that they were brought up in an environment, you know, the Bear Bryant world where, you know, there was some care, but there wasn't a lot of hugs.
If Dan Hurley hadn't done what he'd done the last 2 years, there might be some pushback, but he's nuts. Like, he's Eric Musselman. He's a bigger and he's a better coach than Eric Musselman in store. I mean, if you watch his tracker, you watch how he coaches players, you watch his practice, he's freaking insane. And yet he wins. It can still work today. You just got to get the right caliber of players.
One example. Show me others. I mean, yeah.
It's not like it was 10 years ago, 15, 20, 30 more years ago, but it can still work.
Find one example for everything, but I don't think when you paint with when you look across the landscape of just college athletics in any sport, I think the harder you coach, the more problems you're going to have.
Well, I think, so Calford, let's just take it here at Fayetteville. Cal's going to coach hard, but what he has in his back pocket, and I say back pocket, it's like every pocket, is Tyrese Maxey hitting game winners last night, and all these different players, Jamal Murray, all these other guys that these players are watching each and every night.
That's
specifically
what they really
in the NBA playoffs, and you say, you know what, I'm going to take this butt-chewing now because it's going to be worth it for me in the long run moving forward.
All right. Our coverage of the championship under construction and the transfer portal and everything going on with Arkansas basketball is brought to you by the Lindbergh Real Estate Group, serving all of Northwest Arkansas, Missouri, and the River Valley. For all of your real estate needs, go to LindberghTeam.com. And by Maverick Male Medical, your wellness and aesthetics center for men. They're right here in Northwest Arkansas. Look better, live better, love better. Visit MaverickMaleMedical.com.
All right, so a beef this morning that we got from, I think it was Jason and Fayetteville texting in. The comments made by Texas A&M head baseball coach Jim Schlossnagel on the Texags website, which is the radio version of us. Listen to this statement. Listen to kind of what he goes into. There's no, like, reveal on who this team is in the SEC, but it sounds like some team's cheating in this conference and someone was caught.
They are, Major League Baseball has its own portal system, and that each team is bought into. Each team gets the same exact stuff, but there's a way for them to block a live feed to the dugout. Okay, well, that costs money. It costs a ridiculous amount of money. College baseball doesn't have that kind of money, even the SEC. So where do you draw the line? I mean, there are ways we could wire our dugout to get the live feed, and there's a school in our league that got busted. I don't know if people know it yet. I'm not going to reveal it, but they know they had a live feed. They've had a live feed going to the dugout all year, and they're hitting 306 at home and 206 on the road. I don't know. So to me, that would be the line.
I want to know who this is.
Well, we're not hitting 306. So it's not us.
Well, you know what's interesting about those comments? Go look at what Arkansas's hitting on the road versus at home.
Yeah.
I have no idea who this team is. There's a lot of teams that are like, they're terrible at on the road, but they're versus at home. But this is, first of all, I want to know who this team is, and I'm surprised we hadn't got any. We saw I don't know, for those who have seen that video of Georgia's pitcher at Texas A&M this past weekend, where it's clear as day. He puts something on his glove in the corner, then he's touching on it on the mound later. I don't think any suspension or any questioning has come out of that, at least publicly, but this is big. I wonder if we do hear something about this conference and a potential ramifications that come down the pipe, or if Schlossnagel's just talking out of his what, he's you know what.
Why don't we just let everybody have it? It's in the visiting dugout and the home dugout. There's no edge, right? And then we don't have to police any rule. We just allow them to have a live feed in the dugout.
I think it's kind of like the Astros situation, and this is, you don't want to relay pitches and stuff and do that. I think that's my understanding of this. I mean, you want to see they're trying to increase hitting.
Yeah.
So, but not in, I don't think they're trying to do it in this way.
You're in a game now where you don't have pitching signals and all of that. I mean, the pitch is coming to the watch. And I mean, I know he's signaling it out, but that's all changing. I mean, we've taken a lot of this
old school
way of communicating out. So, I mean, to me, the managers ought to have a feed in their dugout so they can decide whether or not they want to appeal a call and go to video and not depend on the hometown board operator to put it on the scoreboard for you to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what the percentage is on calls overturned, but I would imagine if a coach had a first or second look at it, they'd probably not appeal in some of these cases that seem open and shut.
To us, at least.
To us at home who have more information.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Andrew Benintendi, one of the few bright spots the last few days for the Chicago White Sox, who have won a measly six games, hit a home run yesterday, still lost to the Twins.
1-2 pitch from Cole Sands. Benintendi lifts this one out to right field. Going back at the wall. Get out. Benintendi comes.
They lose 6-5 to Minnesota. And again, Chicago White Sox fan. I don't know a single one. We kind of talked about this yesterday. Big season Cubs fan. You know some Cubs fans, Tommy. I know a Cubs fan. I have never met a Chicago White Sox fan to this day. So maybe we'll have someone text in sometime on the McCarty Daniel Hotline claiming to be exactly that. Arkansas gets a basketball commit in Janelle Davis, outstanding player for Florida Atlantic. Led their team in a bunch of categories last year. 18 points a game, 48% shooter, 41 from the three-point line, 86 from the free throw line, too. So this is a guy that can fill it up and does a lot of things potentially for your basketball team. Now, the asterisk on him is that he still looks, sounds like, in the NBA process. So he's not signed just yet. So while he's committed, sounds like there's still a possibility he could wind up playing professionally. We will keep you updated right here on ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com. And speaking of professionals at the next level, Patrick Beverly, Bobby Portis get a game five win yesterday, down 3-2 to the Pacers. PBev, a big part of that win.
Portis hands to Connaughton. He's playing with the calf strain tonight. Beverly, for a shoot, spins inside, the flick, puts it in, and contact.
So Beverly has 13 points, 12 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. Bobby Portis, after getting tossed from game 4, goes off against the Pacers. 29 points, 14 of 24, 10 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Two hogs that were a big part of their team's win last night. Games on tonight featuring a former Razorback and Daniel Gafford as they take on the Clippers in a 2-2 series. And the also have Jordan Walsh and the Boston Celtics. I know it's not his team. He's probably not going to play, but they're trying to close out their series against Miami. I hope they blow out Miami simply so Jordan can actually get 30 seconds or a minute from Joe Mazzulla later on tonight. That's the only reason I want Boston to win, so Jordan can play. That's it. So that is the setup for later on tonight. Other news, baseball team went 12-7 yesterday. Dave Van Horn addressed a couple of injuries, starting with Mason Molina and Hunter Dietz. Molina's coming back. Dietz, not till next season.
Yeah, Molina is he's fine. It looks like he's gonna be back with us. Dietz is he's probably not gonna pitch anymore this year. That's about all I'm gonna tell you. Get him ready for next year.
That's what we got. Don't know what the deal is, but Hunter Dietz out for the season. A couple other guys that you're wondering about. Colin Fisher, Big Fish from Oklahoma, and then also Jack Wagner, DVH, also shared on their status too.
He's injured right now, so we're still trying to get some more information, but he's not throwing them all. Let's put it that way. Yeah, we don't know what about Wagner right now. I mean, we're not sure if it's a pull or just a cramp. I don't know yet, and neither do the trainers. They're going to get him up there and really look at it and really might not know until tomorrow, see how he feels.
So that's part of your outfield rotation and your pitching rotation. Still kind of waiting and seeing on both those guys, Big Fish and Jack Wagner. Football news for you. Blake Bota commits, former Coastal Carolina quarterback. Now you got 4 scholarship QBs on the roster. You also got a commitment from Steven Dix Jr., who played college ball both Florida State and Marshall. And then a departure being RJ Johnson, who is a defensive back for Arkansas. Only played 1 game last season, a little bit on special teams. All right, last thing here before we go to Sterling on the McCarty-Daniel Hotline. Arkansas softball wins 8-0, 35-13 on the season. They will host the Ole Miss Rebels this week in Bogle Park for Senior Day, which will be on Sunday. First pitch beginning at 6 o'clock this Friday on the SEC Network Plus. All right, that is your Hog Update this morning, brought to you by our friends at Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
All right, Sterling is with us here on the McCarty-Daniel Hotline. I think he's calling about the baseball stuff. What's up, Sterling?
Hey, guys. I hope you're having a great morning. But I actually called to get some props to Bobby Portis and Patrick David. I was real hard on them on Sunday night. I was very disappointed, to say the least. First, with Patrick Beverly, you saw Siakam get the first technical at the beginning of the game. For those who didn't see it, Siakam went around Bobby, gave him a dunk, and stared at him after the dunk, and the ref teed him up. And Siakam didn't do anything except stare at him. You know, that's nothing in the NBA. But they set the tone that they weren't going to let this game get out of hand. And not 2 minutes later, Beverly scored on someone. He did a too small sign right after he saw the ref give a technical. Now, that had me really upset because that's dumb and immature basketball. When you see what the ref's trying to do, he's not a TV player. He's not a rookie. He done played all over the world. And Beverly made that mistake. It didn't bother to get in the fight in a night that they need him. Without Lillard, without Giannis, they need Bobby. They needed Bobby, and to me, he let him down. Now, I heard that he apologized on TNT, and he came back, and both of those guys responded last night. And if you're going to call and criticize a cat, you call and praise a cat when they do better and do the right thing. And both of them guys came out and showed out last night and tried to extend the series and get back to another game. And you never know. You always extend the series when you can. I mean, I know that's obvious, but who knows if Indiana won't lose a player in the next game? Mm-hmm. You gotta keep playing and keep grinding. And to see Bobby come through last night is great. And that's what you do when you mess up. You apologize, and then you change the behavior. And I tip my cap to Bobby Portis and Patrick Beverly on their performance last night. And my beef is, I know it's big beef. What you call it?
What's your beef, Wednesday?
What's your beef, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. My beef is, if you're Razorback fans complaining about this team's hitting, guys, we're winning. The pitching, defense, and timing hitting. And if we keep that up, that'd be enough. But we don't want to be hot right now. Trust me. We don't want to get hot right now. We want to get hot in June, May 31st till June 24th. That's when we need to be hot. And if we get hot then, everything will be all right. Guys, enjoy the show. You have a great day.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that last point about baseball. And I think everyone knows you don't want to play hot or get hot in March and April. It's really at the tail end of May, at the beginning of June, when you're going to be in Hoover. And you're also going to be hosting both the Fayetteville Regional, get past that, the Super Regional too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
Well, you've got a Rolodex of names, man, and typically I think it's football related, but then I read some of your stuff and the basketball and the baseball guys you talk to, and again, Gail Goodrich, one of the best college and professional guys that you can ask, who's been a part of championships and knows what it takes to win. He seems to think that Arkansas's got a coach that has what it takes to win here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, national championship.
Yeah, I have the good fortune. We have a mutual friend, Ron Way from Rogers, who's they've been lifelong friends, basically. He played at Southern Cal at the same time Gail was playing at UCLA, and they played pickup games. And in the summer, Ron took him back to Indiana, which is where he's from, Terre Haute, and they played pickup games all summer against great Indiana players, high school players. And Ron called me. I was about to go to the press conference, the big celebration they had at Bud Walton, and he says, you ought to talk to Gail. I'd done something during COVID with him where we talked a couple of hours, and I thank Ron, because they're, he says, you ought to talk to Clay. Well, Gail was like, man, I'll do that. And we've probably talked three times on the phone the last 2 years, and all of them have been lengthy. And he had good thoughts. Of course, Dr. Counts is my duck hunting buddy. He invites me to go duck hunting every year at Jerry Jones's club down in South Arkansas County. So we talk basketball forever and ever. I mean, everybody's gone to bed, and we're still up talking basketball. And he's got stories, and I've got stories. And, we see if they match, and they usually do.
And I saw John.
You got to be lucky when you get to talk to those kind of minds on basketball, and I know you would like that too, Ty.
Yeah, we've had Dr. Counts on the show, and I just love going back to hear it. And you mentioned in your column, and I saw him in person. I mean, he was there, as were several Arkansas Razorbacks, including a teammate or two of his, and Ron Brewer Sr. So I think what's intriguing about it is, like, Cal had those questions kind of keyed up, and then he started noticing some people in the audience, and he had that funny story about Klein. That's just kind of who he is, man. He can come up with good stuff on the fly.
Well, that he would still be friends with Gail tells you he just kind of gathers people up, and that's what he said that night, that he's a gatherer, and I get it. The people that have been at Herman's when he's been in there with John Tyson, I mean, he just pulls everybody in. He's going to walk around the tables, he's going to talk to people, and he's bigger than life, and after you visit with him, you're going to like him. Now, he's been the villain for us, but I think, and Jim said it best, he said, there's not anybody that's against this. I had to go see my local doctor this week for some allergy stuff, sinus, and he's a big Razorback fan, and he's like, if you told me 18 months ago that we were going to have Bobby Petrino and John Calipari on our staffs, he said, I don't know that I would have liked it, but I really like it now. I think it's great. So that's the attitude that you hear around the state. And I mean, there's some people that are always grumbling. You just kind of have to stay away from them.
Yeah. You can read Clay's full column with all the quotes and just a lot of neat knowledge at hitthatline.com. It's free. Just go to the menu, and you'll see it there. It's under Clay Henry on HTL when you hit the menu bar. One of the things that Gail Goodrich shared with you is, I think Calipari gets labeled as a recruiter only, that he's not the best X's and O's guy and best in-game guy. And I think he dispelled some of that and thought, this guy's not just a very gifted, talented recruiter, but he's a good developer and teacher of players, and he's good with the X's and O's.
Yeah, and Jim Counts, who's an assistant on Coach Sutton's staff, for several years before he decided to go to med school. Said the same thing. He says, you know, you get great players and you think, well, he's not doing much, but they still got to be coached, and you still have to put them in a system, and you have to decide, you know, how to best utilize some of those guys, and you have to manage their egos, because they're all top-end elite recruits, and they all think that they're going to lead your team in scoring, and they might have to accept a different role. And Nolan was really good at that. By the way, I did talk to Nolan for, I'd say 90 minutes to 2 hours yesterday, and I was going to include some of that, but it just got to a point where I was like, this is a standalone piece, and I'll write that in a week or so. But it, you know, Nolan and I love to talk, and, you know, we go back to his Tulsa days, and, you know, there is a little bit of stuff in that column about his Burger King All-Americans, and I got the backstory on that.
I've read that.
Which is, I had not, as much as I've been around Coach, and I was there in the Tulsa days, I remember they got free burgers if they went over 100, but I didn't know the guy wanted to back out of the deal after when they went 9 times over 100 in the first 12 games.
Going broke.
I think it's the chicken dynamic, the chicken man, John Tyson has been the big like hashtag the last few weeks. And Carter Knox, Clay, we got this from 24/7 Sports national recruiting expert Travis Branham, that the reason he likes the term chicken man is, or I'm forgetting if it's chicken man or chicken boy, is because he loves the chicken sandwiches from McDonald's. So you got a guy that is coming in here that's a big chicken fan, and Arkansas fans seem to lock onto this scene. Like Janelle Davis just commits to your basketball program last night. Whatever they're doing with working in these first 3 weeks, three high caliber transfers, three high caliber freshmen too.
And it's just a start, and it's in, you know, there'll be some more, you know, in a few weeks that decide to get out of the draft when they realize that, hey, they didn't get invited to the combine, they, mm-hmm. you know, like, or what, you know, they're not going to be drafted, and they can make more money. And we talked, Nolan and I talked about that, the NIL and the kids trying to figure out, you know, is it their time or is it not their time? And if, you know, then the other part, it was really funny, and this will be the lead of my next column. He said Nolan Richardson could not have played for Nolan Richardson. And I said, like, why, Coach? And he said, I'd have taken an NIL deal somewhere else. I wouldn't have played for him. And he says, I don't know whether I could coach in this year, because it's about managing egos now. And if you don't, and you coach them too hard, you know, he says, they give you the middle finger and they're gone. Yeah. And, you know, they take $200,000 somewhere else, or $500,000.
You know, and I thought one interesting point that Jimmy Counts pointed out to you is, we've always had a lot of Arkansas-based talent in the better teams. We talk about that a lot in football, but it's been so true in basketball. But then you look at what Calipari's done, and you also pointed out, well, he also had Todd Day, Lee Mayberry, and Oliver Miller that don't fit that. But for the most part, by and large, it's been, you know, players like Moncrief, Brewer, Delph, Corliss Williamson. But you start and looking at what Calipari's putting together here, There's no Arkansas tie so far through five players on the roster, and I don't think anyone's unhappy with that.
Well, the other part about it is, I think that everybody in the state knows that if there's a great player in Arkansas, he's going to go get him, because he's done it before.
Yeah.
At Kentucky, I mean, he plucked Archie Goodwin, and then obviously Malik Monk is still, you know, he's still making millions in the NBA, and you know, his mom lives in Bentonville, and she says she's going to cook for the team and all this kind of stuff. I mean, he'll get the players that he needs from Arkansas, because he's John Calipari. He can do it.
But a player from Arkansas needs to be good enough to play.
Yeah, so they'll
be a talent.
You've got to be a talent good enough to play.
Talent.
And we've had some in recent. We've been talking about all these guys in the NBA playoffs, and you know, the kids from Fort Smith that have made their headway with the Thunder and led the program to Elite Eights and Sweet 16s, but they were worthy of a spot on the roster. You can't just
Moses put Moody is another one.
There's another one. You can't just put kids on the roster because they grew up here.
But here's there's an interesting thing about that. I don't think if Cal was the head coach at the time when Mike was, that Isaiah Joe would have probably been offered a scholarship. Isaiah was a three-star guy. He developed into the player that he is now. Some guys take a little longer. We've seen it with Austin Reeves. We've seen it with Isaiah. We've seen it with some others that either didn't start their career at Arkansas or were slower developing to get to that point. point. So I'm wondering how Cal handles it. Like, three guys to watch in these next 2 years. Terrion Burgess, Ben, Isaiah Seely, right here in Springdale, and then also J.J. Andrews, Sean's son, who's a top 15 kid in the class of 2026.
Yeah, I think that's a good take, Ty, and I don't say that often, but I do think that he will keep some players for development and for continuity, and he did that at Kentucky. You just didn't, you know, so many of, you know, the top end players, but he will bring somebody in, and you're gonna, you know, develop or go broke. Let's put it that way, because you're gonna play against great players in practice, and he'll have spots. And with NIL, he can possibly take somebody to walk on, and NIL player can get money too. So there's a way to do that, to bring Arkansas kids in the program. And we all know, as you just read off the names, there's I call them A-list guys, that just here and there. And we also know that his staff is really good at evaluating talent, and they cast a wide net, but they do not skip home.
I think about Clay. That's a great point by you, because I think about, like, Darius Miller. Darius Miller was that senior on that national championship team that had five-star Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, that had five-star Anthony Davis, and were the guys that everyone looked to. But that was the guy that stuck around. He was a Kentucky kid, and he was as big a part of that national championship team as anyone. So, I think, like you're saying, our eyes, when we think about Cal in the last 15 years in Lexington, we immediately think Anthony Davis, some of these NBA guys.
Yeah, we don't scour the bench.
Yeah, but they're, when you look at kind of the lesser-known role players or the guys that have stuck around a little bit, he still has some of those guys. And like you're saying, could be a situation where he stockpiles them here in Fayetteville.
Yeah, and, you know, and his, you know, the great hire, getting Payne back. I mean, he's his go-to man for big guys. You know, like, he's going to tutor him. He knows, he coaches the big man. And Cal's more of the guard guy. He's always had good big men and great guards. And they have a way of teaching roles that is unusual. That's a skill. And when you talk about coaching, that's part of it. And Nolan said that. You're a manager. You're a coach. I mean, you're the GM, player personnel. And he said, let's just get right at it. This is pro stuff. And this is an NBA system. You're running just like Mus. And that you have to manage egos, and you have to understand different coaching buttons that you push. And he's been doing it for longer than anybody else with these high-end players.
Yeah, you referenced Malik Monk. I think about that team in 2017 where you had his teammate De'Aaron Fox, who's probably the best point guard in the league that year as a freshman. Him and Lonzo Ball were great as freshmen. And then you also had Bam Adebayo, who is one of the best and most underrated centers in the league right now. I mean, that's you got a sixth man of the year candidate, one of the best point guards in the NBA, one of the youngest best point guards in the NBA, and one of the youngest centers. That is a big part of why Miami's been pretty good the last couple of years. And that's just one team. That's three NBA guys that I just talked about on one team. And then you go down the list, like Bam's teammate, Tyler Hero, watching Tyrese Maxey doing what he did for the Sixers last night. It is just insane the amount of guys that he's continued on that have success, and it panned out. And I'm just, what I'm hoping for, and Tommy and I were talking about this earlier, is you got 3-3 right now. You got three transfers, three freshmen. I'm hoping that maybe he adds just like one more freshman, and then the rest are transfers. But he's got seven scholarship spots remaining to fill up this roster.
I may be wrong on this, but I think he's brought seven players in, and he signed six of them. And I've never heard of that. Dave Van Horn is doing the same thing with baseball, you know. But that's just, you know, to go 6-7, and when he puts,
is that recruiting or selecting, Clay?
It's, well, I think it's both. I think, you know, first of all, he's selecting the top end players, but then you got to close, and then you got to have the cash flow to do it, and he's got that. You know, one thing I would like to correct that's been out there. There's a Facebook's got a viral video, it might be YouTube related, where they're talking about the Chicken Man and John Tyson, and he's the founder of Tyson Foods.
No.
John Tyson is not. He's second generation. And he's great, but he didn't found it. And I think that bothers him. Maybe third generation, but that bothers him. And dad and uncle were the guys.
Right. I was in Herman's eating lunch last Friday.
Oh, yeah, here we
were
go.
Over by the fish tank.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, I tried to call, but you didn't answer.
I didn't catch an invite either.
No question.
And burger was great. Nick and Carrie are awesome.
Watson's? But, did you get the big one, the Watson?
No, I actually had bread this time, but in the mac and cheese.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. And right by the fish tank, there's a display, or they got all the neat artifacts, if you will, on the wall. But
yep.
there's one of Don Tyson's Tyson work shirts up there, and a nice display about
cool?
Don Tyson. So, I mean, that was pretty cool. And then you look, and this is typical Herman's. You look to a table at the left, and there's Senator Bozeman and Representative Womack and a bunch of folks that I think were with Tyson. I mean, that's just what you see when you go into Herman's. But if you want to kind of read about Don Tyson and John's dad, it's all right up there. So go by Herman's and see that. It's right by the fish tank.
Yeah, they've got it, including the jersey Jermaine Petty wore when he ended the, the 7 overtime game at Ole Miss or something like that.
I know
he made the last tackle. Yeah.
Pictures of Cal in there. To my right was about 3 photos of John Daly, and Nick, so...
That was a Thursday night regular for my wife and I. We'd get in that back corner, pretty close to where you're sitting, probably a little table for two in the back corner. Mm-hmm. And you just look up and it's like, well, I know them. They don't know me.
I wish I knew them.
That's what people say when they see you and your wife sit down. It's like, I know who that is.
Yeah,
Clay.
I don't think so.
All right, all of our basketball conversation this morning brought to you by the Lindbergh Real Estate Group, serving all of Northwest Arkansas, Missouri, and the River Valley. For all of your real estate needs, go to LindberghTeam.com. And by Maverick Male Medical, your wellness and aesthetic center for men in Northwest Arkansas. Look better, live better, love better. Visit MaverickMaleMedical.com. Clay, big win for Arkansas. Their last non-conference game of the season is this afternoon, early evening, Missouri State. They win 12-7 last night. One more today, and then it's all SEC play in the postseason ahead.
Yeah, one thing to kind of note about playing Missouri State, they're 12-8. In Fayetteville against Dave Van Horn. Now, you just think about that, through the years. They've won. They've been a tough out for the Razorbacks, and they can really hit, and they don't pitch as well as some of his teams. They haven't got, and we're not going to see their elite pitchers today because they're pitching this weekend. I'm going to go this afternoon and sit with Hog Noxious Bobby Smill and write something on our good friend. And I'm sure there'll be some pictures of me with some of his props. I don't know if I'll hold up the kilted, is it? It's a kilt, isn't it?
He puts a kilt on, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he holds it up, too. I don't know, or he holds up a sign that says kilted.
Yeah.
And got the baby bottle he can shake at Keith Gutton for the last time, I might add. This is his swan song, as far as playing against the Razorbacks. But that's this is a big deal for Missouri State, and they will. I bet it's a high-scoring good game today.
Yeah, big game. They're trying to, again, like you said, Keith Dutton in his final year. He's been there since, I think, 82. It's been quite some time. A lot of games, not just in Fayetteville, Arkansas, as Clay just mentioned, 20, but against the Razorbacks. So it's been a fun back and forth between not just Dave Van Horn and Keith Gutton, but also Norm DeBrine and Keith Gutton, too.
Yeah.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines.
With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.